This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
We choose life. We forbid death and darkness. We choose life in the name of Jesus. It's about 10 years now. The Lord gave me a responsibility to watch over the middle belt. I'm sharing it for the first time. It's exactly 10 years, if I'm not mistaken. The Lord Jesus Himself appeared to me in my room, and He gave me a responsibility to watch, and He gave me 5 signs to look out for. And in the fulfillment of the 5th sign, it will be the time for revival. The 5th sign will coincide with the birth of revival, not just in the nation. Yes, there is a wave that will be an African wave. And there are other pockets of divine orchestrations, avalanches, that will result from heaven to bring about the establishment of the plan of God. I have waited for 12 years. The first sign came to pass. And those that were close to me, I shared with them. And when the events begin to materialize, I draw their attention to the things that God has spoken. And all 4 signs came to pass. And we waited for the last sign. And you all know the last sign, because I've also shared it with us as a congregation, that the Lord is going to pass through our territory. And part of the reasons why Benue has been isolated as a territory that should be persecuted is because of what God wants to do in this land. If you don't understand a particular situation from the heavenly court, your perspective about that situation will be inconsistent, will be insufficient, you know, because when you try to understand the reason for the pressure, the reason for the consistency in invading the territory, it beats human imagination. But the concentration of demonic activity is always along territories that have divine interest. If God has an interest in your family, then of necessity you are going to find satanic visitation trying to truncate that which God has in mind. And so it came to pass that the Lord gave me 5 items to watch for. And I have watched diligently in the place of prayer for about 12 years now. And it happens that in keeping with the promise of the Lord, the last item of that prophecy watch has been proclaimed. Hallelujah. According to my dealings with the Lord, it is suggestive of the fact that this is a season of global revival. Now, I'm not missing words. I'm telling you, this is a season of global revival. That is what is on the schedule. That is what is on the calendar at this point in time. And if we are men of God, when there is pandemonium, when there is crisis, it behoves of us to go back to seek the face of God and to bring perspective to our generation that this is what is happening in God's presence, and this is the reason why some of these activities are taking place upon the face of the earth. So it was needful for me to withdraw to find out why Corona. Because according to the schedule, we should be having an avalanche. In fact, there were precipitations of that avalanche in nations like Brazil. You see, you need to know, if you have heard God, then you will know where to look. I think I don't know so much about Brazil as a nation, but there was a 3 million believers march of youth in Brazil that resulted in 3 mighty meetings and massive repentances and massive reconciliations, and it was a signal that which God has scheduled for the season was about to come to pass. It was when the
the move of God began to gain a little traction, and the direction of what God intended to do in the earth started becoming clear. Then we now had a visitation from the kingdom of darkness, the rise of Apollyon. What you call Corona?
Well, that's our English name for it. But if you want to understand global news, global trends, global politics, the rise of men, the fall of men, it's not on election day that we know men. The rise and the fall of men, trends and politics, as a result of manipulations that are obtainable in the realm of the spirit. Apollyon rose. And you must have known as a Bible student that Apollyon means destruction. Now, spiritual wickedness that are domiciled in heavenly places are known, are addressed, are identified by their most potent ability. And Apollyon is known for his ability to destroy. If you cast your mind back, there was a time in Israel when the angel of death came to visit. That was Apollyon. Anytime he shows up, he is an agent of mass destruction. And he has many tributaries by which he can administer the protocol of his specialty. It was the rise of Apollyon that is manifested as Corona. Corona is an entity in the spirit. But you see, the rise of Apollyon is what empowered Corona to administer the vengeance that was upon the heart of Apollyon in order to disperse the earth, throw the earth into utter confusion, create a global distraction away from that which is scheduled in the calendar of God. Whereas God has a missile of revival into the earth, this is the Satan's missile to counter that which God has intended to do. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. Now, in keeping with this, when a few people began to raise prayers and to call upon God and to insist that this was not on the schedule, this is not on the schedule, this should not have authority to invade the earth at this time. And then there was a decree that Apollyon should withdraw. Now, so what we have is a weakened spirit, because his authority base has been withdrawn. And this weakened spirit, if you have seen Corona in the spirit right now, if you see it, we are prayer people, maybe some of you must have seen Corona. It is weak. It is weak, bereaved of strength and authority to perform. Now, the status of Corona now is a responsibility for the church. Just like our pastor, God sent and led us to decree that we choose life, to enforce the release of the east wind, to blow the particles and the debris and the relics of death away from the earth. That is what the church is supposed to be engaged in now. The real manipulation has been done. Judgment has been given, and the relics must be gathered by an intentional manifestation of the grand forces, even the body of Christ. We choose life. Please, anywhere you are, over the world, I want you to affirm your choice so that it will register and it will become an effective legal tender. I choose life. I don't know what you choose, but I choose life. To show us that the extent of that which God intends to do is global, the response of the devil to counteract it is also global. And so there is going to be a move of God that will begin, will become pronounced shortly after this destruction. We call Corona a major destruction, an infiltration into a calendar that was orchestrated for a very long time. I waited 12 years to see the accurate alignments of times, and I speak with boldness that this is the time for revival. Corona is going to wither. No, I'm not hoping. I'm telling you what to expect. It came suddenly and it's going to disappear suddenly. The disappearance of Corona will begin from the 1st of April. And it will begin to wither, wither, wither like that until it will no longer... You will look for it and you will not find it. I also have additional news for you. You will not be affected. So banish that fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not be affected. So that's a little presentation about the politics of spiritual reality and what to expect in the days to come. The season is pregnant, and because of the pregnant nature of the season, just like I told you, the sons of Issachar will have to come out to make a statement and to unveil the position of God. That's why for this Friday evening, I will be trying to use some scriptures to give us perspective and context as to the trend of things, what to expect, and the things that are going to happen. I'm compelled to hold a prophetic service this night to give us perspective, to ward off the fear that has captured the soul of many people. Hallelujah. Now, anywhere you are over the world, I'd like you to settle with the writing material as we pass through scriptures to strike an understanding. God bless you in the name of Jesus. If you are with your Bible, I want to invite you to turn to a few scriptures. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible with me to a few scriptures as we try to navigate. Amen. Hallelujah. Two scriptures. First of all, we have Genesis chapter 2. Amen. Genesis chapter 2. I would like to explain some things in detail. Hallelujah. Are you there in Genesis chapter 2? I'd like us to go to the very beginning, the cradle of things, to establish a perspective. Are you there in Genesis chapter 2? Yes. All right. So all of you online are welcome. These are great times, and we need to be adequately instructed as to the import of the times so that we, by God's mercies, can become a relevant part of that which God is doing in the earth. Hallelujah. Now, I feel an intense burden. An intense burden. Before we do the scripture reading, I would like us to pray and to banish the spirit of fear that has gripped on the hearts of men at this point in time. I would like us to exercise our authority and banish the spirit of fear. You know, the Bible says that God has not given unto us the spirit of fear. Just in case you find yourself afraid, the fear did not come from God. The Bible says that there is torment in fear. Torment in fear. Just in case somebody says, what of the fear of God? The fear of God, is it not from God? Now, the fear of God doesn't have torment. It's reverential. It is predicated upon a revelation, a disclosure of God. It translates directly into reverence, into submission. Are you with me? But there is a fear that has torment. And torment is one of the symptoms of demonic activity. Anytime you see torment, it is traced to the devil. There is a fear that has torment, that has gripped the globe. It's a global demonic enterprise that we need to dislodge. I have friends all over the world. A lot of them are medical practitioners. And some of my friends in Canada, they raised an alarm in one of those evenings.
and said there is no toilet tissue anywhere in a certain city. Now, and I'm wondering, hallelujah, and the prescription. I believe in pure science. There's no conflict between pure science and faith. What science has given us as a prescription to the manifestation of the deadly power is a hand sanitizer approach. As much as I advocate that you should have a copy of this, a pocket copy of this. I call upon us to wage war against the spirit of fear that has gripped the nations. Right where you are, can we pray and say, God, do damage to the spirit of fear that has gripped the nations. This is a great distraction, and we are calling upon you to help us. Can you talk to him? Can you insist? Can you insist that the globe be liberated? Be liberated from this onslaught. Panic has hit the earth. Men are running helter-skelter. There are so many short videos that have been done about Corona. In the last few weeks, in our dailies, in our newspapers, in our social media news bulletins, we have heard not Corona. Corona is our news. Can we ask that God will arise? And can you bind the presence of fear that has taken hold of the heart of men? Can you bind fear? Can you bind fear? I just heard on the news that some states have decreed that vehicular movement into those states are bound. So there no movement in and out. Even if you are not at home and you are within those states, you have to wait until the curfew on movement is suspended. Can we do damage to the spirit of panic? Do damage to the spirit of fear that has come upon the hearts of many. Can we do damage to it? Can we do damage to it tonight? Can we do damage to the spirit of fear? The spirit of fear that is hovering across the nations of the world. This is a parliament of life. It's a parliament, an ecclesia. We want to legislate and to insist that fear will not have a place in our generation. So we banish fear. We banish it. We destroy its hold upon the souls of men. We speak hope. We speak faith in the name of Jesus. Let the atmosphere carry faith. Let it become contagious. Let faith become contagious. Let hope become like a plague that will afflict the souls of men. And let the power of fear be subdued. Let it be cut off in the name of Jesus. For God has not given unto us the spirit of fear. It's not from God. We have panic buyings and all kinds of stuff. In the supermarket yesterday, you need to see what guy, people, all kinds of, no, you know, these sales, the things people are coming to buy, it's not because there's a present need. It is facilitated by the spirit of fear. And so we bind fear. We bind it in all of its manifestations, in all of its expressions. We say no to fear in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.